Today's gospel is little long, but homily is not going to be that much long. In today's gospel, we have the meeting between Jesus and the Samaritan woman at the well. Jesus began by asking the woman to give him a drink. The woman was tentative because Jesus was a Jew. Jesus told the woman that if she knew him, she would be the one asking for water to drink. Jesus revealed himself to the woman. Jesus presented himself as the living water. He said, "Everyone who drinks this water will be thirsty again. But whoever drinks the water I shall give will never thirst. The water I shall give will become in him a spring of water welling up to eternal life." Thus, the woman asked for that drink. Jesus had used images of himself like shepherd, wine, bread, etc. This time, he used one which was close to the heart of people, that is water. It is a vital element of life. One need to drink regularly is obviously. Without water, we would quickly die. And today, Jesus offers us the refreshing water of eternal life, a power of faith, a union with God, which is our deepest need and can satisfy the thirst of our soul. We know how the desert blossoms when water is brought to it. The same miracle of growth can take place in the parched soul if God lets His Spirit flow over us. All the ravages of doubt, fear, and sin will yield to the new life of grace. We are assembled here in the church today to share in this water of eternal life and salvation. The Holy Spirit of God, the Word of God, the sacraments of God in the church are the primary sources for the living water of divine grace. Washed in it at baptism, renewed by its abundance at each Eucharist, invited to it in every proclamation of the word, and daily empowered by the Spirit, we are challenged by today's gospel to remain thirsty for the living water which only God can give. The mission of Lent is encounter with the Lord, dialogue with Him, and a new life in Him. The story of the gospel teaches us that Jesus awaits us everywhere. He is never tired of looking for us. Jesus wants to get into our private lives because we have a private personal life which is contrary to the will of God. Christ wishes to come into that private life, not to embarrass us, not to judge or condemn us, not to be unkind or malicious to us, but to free us, to change us, to offer us what we really need, the living water. From the woman who put her whole trust in Jesus and His word, we learn that those who hold on to Him and believe in Him will be a new creation. The woman mentioned in the gospel, after her encounter with Jesus, commits herself wholly to God. She discovers a new meaning in her life and becomes the bearer of Jesus' message. Christian life without Christ is empty. Christ is a source of living water. His Spirit enlivens us. It is a spirit of selfless love and service. He quenches the thirst of all who go to Him. Union with Him means fullness of life. It is out of this conviction that St. Paul said, "For me, to live is Christ, and to die is gain." Let this also be our conviction.